morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Truckers Podcast, FYI. I'm your host, Doug, from Ontario, Canada. It is the 23rd of March at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hope everybody out there had a good week. Here we are into the weekend, and it was a cold, frosty week, snowy here in Southern Ontario. Even though it is officially spring, old man winter didn't get the memo. But it is what it is. So, get this announcement out this morning and again at the end of the podcast. Tomorrow, you want to put this on a calendar, you want to tie a string around your finger, you don't want to forget. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, a guest speaker, Elizabeth Gagnon, will be joining us. She is an international speaker, author, and changemaker. She's worked with over 130 countries through mission movement and projects, Voice for the Voiceless. That's the information I'm going to give you at this time. I don't want to give too much away. And, of course, coming up on the 31st of March at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that is Easter Sunday, and that is Mr. Ethan Brown. He is an award-winning climate journalist, best known as founder and host of The Sweaty Penguin, a PBS podcast combating climate anxiety and polarization. And he has interviewed world-renowned experts from 18 countries and 6 continents. Keep that on your schedule. Put that on your calendar. That's what's coming up on the Truckers Podcast, FYI. And again, I hope everybody has had a really good weekend. Start to your good weekend anyways, Saturday. I'm sure you got a lot of running around to do today, but so do I. Now, a massive new study presents strongest evidence yet linking processed foods to a range of health problems. Talking about highly processed foods, the ultra-processed foods. We all love our potato chips. We all love our store-bought pastries. We all like sodas. I'm not going to include me in that because I'm not eating potato chips. I'm not eating store-bought pastries. I'm not drinking any sodas. But how bad are these foods? How bad are they really? Because this is involving over 10 million participants. And it offers some of the most compelling evidence that highly processed foods undermine our mental and physical health. The standard American diet, also known as SAD. Well, let's put that into perspective. We put that into the North American diet as well because it's the same diet. Americans and Canadians likes, and other people probably around the world also eat more highly processed foods. And it's a trend that especially pronounced among children and adolescents who get 67% of their daily calories from these foods. And the research still continues to uncover ways in which highly processed foods are detrimental to human health. Also known as highly processed foods that consist of primarily or extracted or synthesized ingredients. You know, some of the ingredients that you can't even read on the packaging. And of course, it all includes a lack of fiber, high amounts of added sugar, and even foods that don't even taste sweet. Salt and fat, and hard to pronounce substances. So we go into the supermarket, we're doing our grocery shopping, and stocked with thousands of ultra processed foods. White pasta, white bread, potato chips, sweetened juice products, soft drinks, sweetened breakfast cereals, margarine, reconstituted meat products, such as hot dogs, candy, cookies, and cakes. So they have this Nova system. And what is the Nova system? Which it categorizes foods into four groups based on types and extent of processing that they undergo. So group one, unprocessed or minimally processed foods such as fresh vegetables, which we should be eating a lot more of. Should be eating them every single day. Should be using fruits and vegetables as a snack. Vegetables and beans, dried beans, intact whole grains, unprocessed meat. Group two is a processed culinary ingredients such as oil, sugar, and salt, which have been extracted from foods and are commonly used in home kitchens. Buy them all the time. Group three, processed foods that are derived directly from whole foods and typically only contain a main ingredient plus one or two others, usually from group two. These includes such as tofu, brined olives, salted nuts, and whole grain pastas. You can even buy pasta that's gluten-free, made from vegetables. And also group four. This is the ultra-processed foods, which are industrial formulations made of entirely or mostly from substances extracted from foods, which they often contain no whole foods. Instead, they are reconstituted from extracted substances and substances synthesized in the labs. And with the mounting evidence and the health risks of highly processed foods that are a key culprit behind most of the common chronic diseases and health conditions. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer in the United States. Diabetes, the ultra-processed foods have been linked to higher rates of diabetes. These processed foods promote obesity, which is a primary risk for type 2 diabetes. Now, they've done studies where they followed 100,000 diabetic-free people over several years, surveying them for both their eating habits. They found that even after adjusting for body mass index, physical activity, and other variable participants who ate more ultra-processed foods were significantly more likely to develop diabetes during the course of the study. And they know that whole plant foods, including most fruits, tend not to cause spikes because they contain fiber and help slow the digestion. Ice cream. These are the sugar-laden processed foods like ice cream, Twinkies, are also loaded with saturated fats, which contribute to insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes. Then you'd be well on your way potentially to type 1 diabetes. Obesity, I think, is something like 46%. The American population is obese, and I think here in Canada, I think it was around 35 to 36%. So eating all these ultra-processed foods that people consume, they have found that a significant association between ultra-processed foods and a risk of being overweight or obese. And all these ultra-processed foods make it easy to overeat. It's like the old saying goes, with Lay's potato chips, but you can't just eat one. Empty calories. You don't feel full. So you continue to eat them. Go back to the cupboard for more cookies, maybe more ice cream. Another piece of pie. More potato chips. Cardiovascular disease, consumption of ultra-processed foods is significantly associated with cardiovascular disease. They found that each daily serving of ultra-processed food was associated with a 9% increase in coronary death and a 9% increase in death from cardiovascular disease. And these results were in line with the 2019 study, which found that for every 10% of a person's diet that consisted of highly processed foods, there was a 12% increase in cardiovascular disease. And with all the added, given the sodium content of these foods, eating too much salt causes the body to retain excess water to help flush out the salt. And the extra water increases blood volume and blood pressure, which damages the lining of the arteries over time and a major cause of stroke and heart attacks. Think about that the next time you go to McDonald's, Wendy's, or Burger King when you're ordering your French fries. I don't know if you ever noticed that every time they get a new batch of French fries and dump it in their tray, scoop everything up from the bottom, and they're standing there with that big salt shaker just pounding the salt on those fries. Think about how many times you go to McDonald's, Wendy's, or Burger King? How many times do you eat that a day? When it comes to cancer, a study of 100,000 people found that for every 10% increase in the proportions of ultra-processed foods in the diet, there was more than a 10% increase in risk of breast cancer and cancer overall. And a 2023 study found that for every 10% increase in ultra-processed foods in the diet, there was a 19% increase of developing ovarian cancer and a 30% increase the risk of dying. And a 2021 study found a similar connection when looking at the colon cancers as well. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Doug, from Ontario, Canada. This is the Truckers Podcast, FYI. So the new studies keep coming out and showing the strongest evidence linking processed foods to health problems. The standard American diet, also known as SAD. Well, we can link that diet to the North American diet. Of all the ultra-processed foods that we eat, right? White pasta, white bread, potato chips, sweetened juice products, soft drinks, sweetened breakfast cereals, reconstituted meat products like hot dogs, candy, cookies, and cakes. There's an abundance of all this in our supermarkets. Yes, I was guilty at one point in time of eating all of these ultra-processed foods. Changed my diet considerably over the 2.5 years. Didn't happen overnight. Eating donuts all the time, eating cookies all the time, eating potato chips all the time. Couldn't get enough of it. I talked about this before. I mean, I'm not a big guy. 5'6". At one time, I was up to 150 pounds. Had a spare tire around my waist. It's like a floating device for the swimming pool. I didn't need a floating device for a swimming pool. Just get in the pool and it float around. And over the little 2.5 years, I went from 150 to 130. Cutting out all these highly processed foods. Right? So the highly processed foods are industrial formulations made of entirely or mostly from substances extracted from foods. They often contain no whole foods. Instead, they are reconstituted from extract substances and substances synthesizing in labs. And they typically contain 5 or more ingredients. And ingredients that you can't even read on the package when you pick it up and look and see what's on the back of it, what's in this stuff. I mean, it's just too easy. It's like, you know, food addiction. Gotta have it, right? You gotta have that. You gotta have that sugar. It's not just sugar. You know, when you go through the drive-thru in the morning on the way to doing whatever you're doing, you're going shopping, you're going to work, going through that drive-thru at McDonald's, Wendy's, or Burger King, Tim Hortons, the staple coffee shop here in Canada, getting that breakfast sandwich, getting that little round piece of meat they call meat on there, and your egg and your ultra-processed cheese slices. And of course, the bun that it comes on is white bread. Then you get that hash brown. And then you get your coffee with 5 sugars. Right? And then you go to McDonald's for lunch. You get your Big Mac, your large fries, and your diet soda. We all ate it. You know, for me, it's just like, for anybody too, I mean, it's just, you know, all these highly processed food, it's just enjoyable, comfort food. And, you know, depending on our moods and how we feel, you don't always have to be feeling down or moody or whatever. You can feel really good because you're watching a really good TV program that you like, or a really good movie. You know, maybe you go to the movie theater and you get that buttered popcorn, you get the large one, get that large fountain drink, get that large candy. Butter and salt on that popcorn. We all done it. You know, so these cheaply produced, convenient, highly palatable foods with long shelf lives, it's become a fixture of the American diet, North American diet, around the world diet, making up more than half of the calories consumed. You know, then when it comes to the breakfast cereals, the sweetened breakfast cereals, you've seen the front of the cereal boxes for children? I mean, children, you take your children to the grocery store, they just beeline to the cereals. You know, and it's like, first of all, no nutritional value whatsoever. Just load it with food colorings and sugar. Cereals that make their milk turn brown. Cereals that make their milk turn green. You know, for St. Patty's Day. Lucky Charms. The cereal Lucky Charms, you probably heard of it. Kids running around in the commercial, and it's a stream of milk coming down, and then the milk turns green. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm watching this commercial, I said, do kids really care about St. Patty's Day? I don't think so. And how can these cereal makers target children with this ultra-processed, loaded with sugar? no nutritional value, detrimental to their health. They can't advertise alcohol or tobacco products directed at children, but they could sure get away with this. Candy is another big one. I mean, I could, when I was a kid, I'm telling you, I mean, I'd get my allowance. You know, I would get 25 cents. 25 cents for an allowance. But back in those days, I mean, I'm talking early 70s. Maybe you've never heard of it before. You know, penny candies. Candies that cost 1 cent. You get a lot of candy for 25 cents. Not only that, I mean, back in the early 70s, I get 25 cents for an allowance. Cost 15 cents to go swimming at the public pool. Then I'd have 10 cents left over and I could go buy 10 candies. Can't do that today. It's nearly, I don't know what it is, nearly $4 for a kid to go swimming in a public pool. It's ridiculous. I mean, you know, we want kids to get out. We want kids to go out outside and play. We don't want the kids sitting on the screen time, playing video games. Snacking on all these highly processed foods. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer in the United States. It's not surprising. So are all processed foods bad? Ultra-processed foods should be avoided entirely. Just think about how much money you could potentially save on your grocery bill. Processed versus highly processed. Foods that have undergone some processing but contain very little or no added sugars and salt are considered minimally processed or simply processed. These include whole grain pastas, whole grain flour, tofu. Such foods are more calorie dense than their unprocessed counterparts. They're still far more nutritious than highly processed foods. You compare tofu with some of the most popular imitation meat products available today. Both are made with soya beans, but imitation meats often have long ingredient lists and are high in sodium. You know, I was reading an article the other day, you know, like when it comes to the vegan cheese. There's more sodium in that than the regular cheese. It's ridiculous. Whereas tofu contains a handful of ingredients, 0 milligrams of sodium, and full of protein. Doritos are made with corn, but a small 1 ounce bag of Doritos contains 150 calories, 8 grams of fat, and 210 milligrams of sodium. Oh, we love our Doritos, right? Those cheesy Doritos, man, they were freaking awesome. Are frozen foods highly processed? The pre-made meals that you find in the frozen aisles are highly processed, loaded with added sugar, sodium, and fat. However, frozen foods are not hereditary, highly processed, or unhealthy. Lightly processed frozen foods that have short ingredients lists, ones that you can actually read, and moderate sodium content, no more than 1 milligram of sodium per calorie, are healthful options. Additional additive-free frozen fruits and vegetables are just nutrition as to fresh counterparts. When we get into the canned foods, they are often very high in sodium, like Campbell's soup. There are low sodium and no salt added options available. How about to go to the no salt added options that are available when you're buying canned goods? How to cut back on highly processed foods? Well, everybody's different. I'm different. One of the smartest ways to improve your health is to avoid all highly processed foods and adopt a whole food plant-based diet, rich in fruits and vegetables, whole grains, legumes with lightly processed ingredients such as whole grain pasta and tofu. See, back in 2019, I mentioned this before on my podcast, Canada's Health Food Guide basically eliminated all dairy products. All of it. And it is a whole food plant-based. Half your plate should be vegetables. Just think of the whole abundance of vegetables that are out there. And then for your protein, well, you could get your protein, from all the different grains and legumes, tofu, grain pastas. Suggesting that you should be eating red meat once, twice a week. And if you do, because you go and get your steak that you like to eat, whatever type of steak that you like to eat, it should be no bigger than the bar of soap. Like the one that your mother used to put in your mouth for swearing. No more than twice a week. So when it comes to breakfast time, we're talking about beginning by adding something whole to each meal. Add a piece of fruit to your breakfast meal. Okay, well, wait a second here. Well, what are you having for breakfast? What kind of cereal are you having for breakfast? Just because you put bananas on Lucky Charms, it makes it better? You gotta watch though too, the packaged those little packets of oatmeal. I gotta read the ingredients on that stuff. Steel cut oats is a better option. Soya milk is a better option. Almond silk milk, better option. And then add fruit. See, they have this, you know, these processed foods of sweetened, ready-to-eat breakfast cereal. Cook, you know, it's how long does it take, really, to cook your breakfast in the morning? Steel cut oats. Takes like 5 minutes. Instead of white bread or white rice, select whole grain bread or brown bread. Red or black rice. Don't be afraid to try all these different things. Cauliflower rice. You can make your own cauliflower rice right out of cauliflower. They also recommend picking at least one whole food, plant-based, vegan recipe to try each week. Now, I wanted to just double check something here because I don't think I lost it. I don't think I did. It's probably not far up here. There was plenty of recipes, but I'll find it. I'll find those recipes that I had and just give you some ideas. But anyways, yeah, you know, just try to whole food, plant-based, vegan recipes. Make a meatless chili. You know, whether it's a soup, whether, you know, you can make a meatless stew. Salads. Dad with your meal. All the time. You have salad every day. And you know, like I said, I mean, over the 2 years, you know, cutting all these ultra processed foods out of my diet, you know, it's something you have to work on. It's something that you want to have to do, right? You wanna have to do it. But try different stuff. Don't be afraid to dabble in different foods. Moving away from the ultra-processed foods. I get it. You know, I get it because, you know, things are so damn expensive anymore. You know, all the animal products, I mean, I was looking at an article the other day here in Canada. I think it was a major grocery store chain, Loblaws. And it was a package of chicken boneless and skinless. Think it had five pieces of chicken. It was over $25. Over $25. It's ridiculous. That used to be $10. And red meat, steaks, roasts, depending on the cut of steak. It's around $25. I can't make that shit up. It's no wonder people are so frustrated, when they go to the grocery store. They're actually, I think, it's either going to be in Toronto or it's going to be in Vancouver. People are going to boycott Loblaws. Over that pricing of that package of chicken. No one's saying you have to be a vegan. Whole food, plant-based. If you want to be a vegan, be a vegan. That's entirely up to you. Giving up or reducing meat, dairy, I go over to the grocery store and I was standing back. It was busy. And more people were reaching for the soya milk or the almond silk milks than the ordinary dairy. More people were reaching for that whole grain breads. Fermented rye bread. It's more expensive, but people were buying it. They know our habits, right? They know our habits when we're shopping. They know what we're eating. And all these ultra processed foods, they're generally keeping the prices down on them because they know that people are going to buy them all the time. They know your habits. Try different stuff. Just try different things. When you can make your own vegetable broth. All the leftover vegetables you have in your fridge. You can buy your vegetable broth in the grocery stores, obviously, and you can buy it with zero sodium in it. They're the ones you want to reach for. But if you have the time, you can make your own vegetable broth you know? And then you make a nice vegetable soup. Try a meatless chili. If you like chili, try it meatless. It's going to taste the same. So these studies, these studies, which it was like over 10 million participants. And with these ultra-processed foods and different health outcomes, including type 2 diabetes, anxiety, cancer, and early death, is linked to all these highly processed foods. Hello, Braveheart. So, at the beginning of my show, let me bring it up here again. I'm just stoked. I'm really excited about this. Tomorrow, as you probably noticed on your notifications, if you're following me, that the Truckers Podcast FYI is going to be at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and a guest speaker will be live here on the Truckers Podcast tomorrow, the 24th of March at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Elizabeth Gagnon. She's an international speaker, author, and change maker. She's worked with over 130 countries through mission movement and projects, Voice for the Voiceless, overcoming adversity, bringing awareness through her story of overcoming domestic abuse, poverty, grief, and mental health. The thirty-first of this month, and I know it's Easter Sunday, and this was the availability of my next guest speaker, Mr. Ethan Brown. He is an award-winning climate journalist, and he's best known and founder and host of The Sweaty Penguin. You want to check out that podcast. A PBS podcast combating climate anxiety and polarization. He's interviewed world-renowned experts from 18 countries and six continents, and he's earned a recognition at the Webby Awards and the Signal Awards. So you don't want to miss that on the 31st at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And like I said, tomorrow at 1 p.m. with Elizabeth Gagnon at 1 p.m. That's when that show will be starting. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your neighbors, tell your co-workers. Walk out the front door and say, hey, the Truckers Podcast can have a special guest on there tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Be there. I'm real excited about this. I'm just stoked about it. So, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the rest of your, well, beginning of our weekend. springtime, right? Spring. Not this week here in Southern Ontario. It decided that it's still going to be winter. And then we, you know what? You know, Canadians, come on. I mean, we shouldn't be really complaining about it here in Southern Ontario because we really didn't have much of a winter. Yeah, it got cold sometimes. We didn't get a lot of snow like we normally do. Other parts of the country did. You know, the Eastern Seaboard, I don't know, just a couple weeks back, you know, they got 3 feet of snow. And they got a couple feet, 2.5, almost 3 feet of snow part of that week. And also they're up to 6 feet of snow. Crazy how, you know, the weather pattern works and, you know, who's going to get wet. You know, even when they were calling for a lot of snow here in Southern Ontario, we didn't get it. We had a green Christmas. Most of January was just above seasonal temperatures. And you can see your front lawn. Didn't have to shovel anything. Most of January, even starting into February, then we got some snow. Got a little bit of snow this week. But still, you know, we want spring. It's spring, officially spring. The 19th of March was officially spring. Someone didn't pass the memo to old man Winter. So I guess he didn't get that message or that memo. But things are improving, so it's going to get better as the week goes on and see how it goes. It's that transition between winter and spring. But anyways, go out there and enjoy your weekend. And of course, like I said, tomorrow at 1 p.m. You don't want to miss this. You really don't. So until tomorrow at 1 p.m., ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your weekend. Take care. Be safe out there. This is the Truckers Podcast, FYI. I'm your host, Doug, from Ontario, Canada. Thank you for joining me. Be safe.